Welcome to Coach B Daily. I'm Coach B. In this podcast, I like to share information that will help us achieve our health, athletic performance, and body goals more efficiently. That means we achieve more with the same or less effort. Today, we'll be taking a Q&A question from Ashley regarding having enough energy to perform her workout. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you to please subscribe to Coach B Daily on iTunes Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Press the subscribe button. We'd love to have a review from you. Of course, 5 stars always goes a long way with me. Send me your questions at Coach B Moore, CoachBemoore, on Instagram or Twitter. And if you'd like to call in, download the Anchor app. We're anchor.fm/CoachBDaily. So here's the question of the day from Ashley.
Ashley had a question that she wanted to ask, so I'm going to read it. Here we go. Good evening, Coach B. I hope all is well. I have a question in regards to pre-workout supplements. I notice myself not always having as much energy to complete workouts during the week, especially with being a parent, working, and being a full-time student, and I want to be able to get the most out of them. I found one that I did a little bit of research on, and I wanted to run this by you first to see if it was something that was safe to use. If not, could you recommend a particular food or something else that I could do prior to my workouts to get the most out of them and have the energy I need to get through them? Thanks for your help.
Ashley, I hear you. What I hear you saying is that you're having an energy problem with your workout routine, managing the stresses of your day as a mom, as a student, and as a career woman. And now you're also working to improve yourself, and you just don't have the energy sometimes. So you're looking for solutions there. My approach often starts with the broad strokes. What is the simple answer? And a high percentage of the time, the simple answer is the best answer. So the broad stroke answer to your question is rest. Are you resting enough given the stresses that you're putting on your life due to all the things that you're doing? Let's start with sleep. Sleep is something that I don't have a problem with, but many people do. And it's a super important time of our day. In my practice in Eating for Abs, we have a 4-pillar process. It's EARN. The acronym is EARN. Environment, activity, rest, and nutrition. None is more important than the other. The one we're talking about now is rest and recovery. Meaning if you go into dynamic motion, you have to go into aggressively pursue stillness as well. So there's a couple ways to do that. Number one, sleep. You want to target 7 hours. And for some people, that's hard. You say, I don't sleep 5 hours in a row. That's fine. Can you accumulate 7 hours in a 24-hour period? And if that's hard because maybe you work shift work or it's just not probable or it's not where you're starting, let's zoom further out. Can you accumulate 49 hours in a 7-day period? Meaning maybe you can sleep in on Saturday and Sunday or on your off days or whatever. Naps are included. So you're having an energy issue. Start with checking out your rest and recovery routine. Prioritize sleep. Prioritize quiet time, downtime, time with the screens off, time with the phone off. And just try to accumulate more restful times in your day to account for and help balance out all the activity that you're doing. Also, I happen to know that you've recently started training at a new gym. And this gym is a very qualified gym with great trainers who are doing a very athletic style training, including HIIT training. And you've only started that in the last month. So I guess my second deal is expect that process to cause some fatigue. Let it be part of the deal. You know, you've just added a significant portion of activity to your day that wasn't there before, and sounds like you've already got a bunch going on. So kind of give yourself a little leeway, give yourself some time. You just started and you're going to be better later than you are now. Your body is going to get more efficient. You're going to get more efficient. You're going to get used to the discomfort and it'll all happen for you. And then my third takeaway is the number one athletic supplement in the world is not something that's so far-fetched. It doesn't come in a bottle. You don't need to go and buy any brand of anything. It's caffeine. So I'm not telling you to go pop caffeine pills, but I'm saying that it's the number one athletic supplement in the world. And the simple way to get it is not to go get a powder and a fancy pre-workouts and all the stuff that people want to sell you. Stop on the way to the gym and get an iced coffee or get a green tea 45 minutes before training. let the, you know, let the natural caffeine come on if you're having some trouble and why you're having trouble, and then minimize it when you don't need it anymore. Those are my simple answers. I hope those are helpful, and I'm happy to help if you want to send me a follow-up question. Again, for everyone out there, I'm at Coach B Moore, COACHBEMOORE on Instagram. You can send me a DM or on Twitter, the same handle. Also, you can find out more about what I do. My website is eatingforabs.com, EatingForAbs.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to work with you if you're serious about making change and improvements in your lifestyle. I'm your guy. This is Coach B Moore. I'll talk to you tomorrow.